Hey, the Adelaide Crows are warming up down to the northern end. The sun is shining. Conditions are great. Of course, this was the scene of the AFLW Grand Final yesterday. Congratulations to Craig Starcevic and all the Brisbane team and their support staff, and Brent Staker, who is part of the SEN family as well. They did a wonderful job. And I just think, boys, it gets to a stage, I think, in the Sandfall when North Adelaide were bullied by Glenelg for a few years. We've seen it happen in different AFL scenarios where I think this Brisbane said, we've lost two, enough is enough. And I thought Adelaide rushed their work and they panicked yesterday. They'd look at that first half and the opportunities they had, and they would need to go to school on that.
Yeah, it was disappointing, I think, from an Adelaide Crows perspective for their performance yesterday. They just didn't get any rhythm in their game at any stage of it. There were a few moments where you felt, oh, the momentum's starting to go their way in the first half. But credit to Brisbane, because I reckon the real game-changing moment yesterday was when the ball went inside attacking 50 for the Lions and Hodder just stuck her boot out to score that miraculous goal. But that, for me, was the turning point yesterday, because that suddenly filled Brisbane with belief and confidence. And then they just played their own game and the Crows just couldn't stop them.
Now, Coxie, you called the game yesterday with Miles Fitzner for AFL Nation. And what was the vibe like? There was nearly 25,000 here. Now, obviously, they didn't get the old 53 like they did in 2019, just so people know around the nation. There were a number of reasons. One, the COVID restrictions is maxed out at 40.
Why couldn't they go to... So they only sold 25. Why didn't they sell 40?
Well, exactly the same reason that Port Adelaide fans haven't had 40 yet, even though they're allowed to. Crows haven't been out yet. People just a little bit nervous about getting in crowded environments.
Yeah.
Also, when they had the 53,000, it was a standalone game. Yesterday, all the AFL girls were playing in the Sandfall W competition still. There was junior sport on, there was Amateur League sport on, and there were Sandfall games on as well yesterday. Yeah. So I think 23,000 or whatever it was pretty good. All things being said, we saw Port, you know, could have had 40, only had 28. Crows were 27.
I think it was a Sunday standalone in 2019, from memory, that grand final.
Exactly. And it was free.
And it was free.
$10 yesterday, free for kids. Yep.
There was still a good roar that went around the ground, though, particularly when in the last quarter, Adelaide got a little run on in the first couple of minutes, and the big roar went up when the goal was scored down at the scoreboard end. So there was still a good vibe, good atmosphere in the house last night. But obviously, given the Crows' result, I think it was silenced a bit by a Brisbane Lions side, which finally got the monkey off the back.
I think Brisbane were terrific. I watched the last half of the game against Collingwood last week, and they were superb. They look gone, but their back line stands up so well. They got girls who can just read it so well, and they just take a bit of heat out, take a bit of momentum out, kick that nice little switch to the outer, and then start control again. They stand up so well in the back half.
And Kate Lutkins was pivotal in that role yesterday, was awarded the best on ground as well for the
Absolutely
Brisbane Lions.
Brilliant.
And a couple of sad stories to come out. Emma Zilke, I think it was her final game yesterday, the skipper of the Brisbane Lions, didn't play much of a role in the second half, I think, with an injury. We saw Andrew Foley go down as well after what has been an emotional roller coaster during the week for the footy club.
Coxie, there was an article this week, and it's been around for a while now, but another one came out, and I was watching the story on the news or one of those programs where a female is 9 times more susceptible to an ACL injury than a male. And this was another innocuous one. Went up for a defensive spoil or mark, just landed. That awareness of not having your leg bent when you land, and she knew straight away. And I thought it was interesting too. They pulled one out of the Choco Williams, Mark Williams playbook. When they brought the team over to Chelsea Randall, they came out to the or over to the crowd. Now, you would have played when Choco would always take, when you're under the pump, he'd take the playing group right to the outer boundary to address everyone to rev you up. And they kicked that first goal, Coxie, and you thought, well, just maybe. They were down by 22, dragged it back to 16.
It was a glimmer of hope.
Yeah, had so many inside 50s, but...
Yeah, they just couldn't penetrate, couldn't get it deep enough, and they just needed a clean contest, but...